All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, March 11th, 2015, and this is Before the First Cup with Jules and dun, 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 Lady Pitbull here on UCY.TV. Good morning, Lady Pitbull. How are you? Great to have you here. Is she here? She might be muted. She is connected to the call. It is. Let's take a look at the temperature here because I have spring fever. 39 degrees with fog in upstate New York. So it is a heat wave. Oh no, there's a problem getting back my call. So I'm hoping I'm still showing on air. Lady Pitbull, I think, is having a problem connecting, but she'll be here soon. So I want to talk about adding insult to injury here, something that happened to me with this clampdown of the internet. I don't know if this is happening to other people, but if you are a corporation and you sell a service and then you decide that you're going to change your mind on that service and send out this bullshitted email, like I got to tell you, there's a problem. So check this out. We've been doing hosting for the website, for the archives, for the last 2.5 years, going on year number three. And not a problem. I spent the extra money. So we had unlimited storage space, which, you know, it's never unlimited. But as far as I was concerned, it was unlimited. We're not doing that much. And unlimited bandwidth. So we could have as many people come to the site and download stuff as they want. And I get this, I'm going to say, pussy-assed email, because it really was. And it was just such a load of blubbering bullshit that tells me that because our website is hosted on a shared service, like most websites are, unless you're going to spend some big bucks and get a dedicated virtual server or your own server sitting in an internet service provider. But I get this email stating that UCY's usage is not within the terms of their unlimited bandwidth and unlimited storage program that I purchased. Okay. Now, mind you, this is the expensive plan. This isn't like the $60 a month hosting. This is the $150 or $60 a month, $60 a year hosting. This is the $150 a year hosting. Okay. So we could have all that stuff. So everything's been pushed into the database. Every host has their RSS feeds. This email explains to me in a very convoluted way how the package for unlimited storage and unlimited bandwidth really isn't a package for file storage, because you shouldn't be storing files. Now, anyone knows anything about web? You shouldn't be storing files. Links to everything on your freaking site is a file. Okay, when you pull something open or download it, there's some sort of, whether it's an HTML file or a PDF or an MP3, those are all files. But their unlimited storage and their unlimited bandwidth plan, in the terms and conditions, apparently doesn't allow for file storage. And because it's a shared hosting environment where there are other websites hosted on the same server, the fact that we have file downloads happening and people accessing our site may at some point negatively impact the other people that are on the shared hosting server. And so, for the greater good, UCY is being highly suggested that we look at a plan that more fits our needs, like the one that starts at $30 a fucking month. Now, I gotta tell you, I'm pretty pissed off over this, because I don't have $30 a fucking month just to pull out of my ass to add on top of everything else that I pay for every fucking month to run this network, another $30 a fucking month just to host the website. I don't ask you guys for anything. I don't charge subscription fees like all the other idiot radio networks do. And I'm not going to, but I hate to tell you, I'm going to have to do something. I got to do something. So whether I need to bring on some commercials to run to help pay for something. I went through the whole database last night and I went through all the shows that have come and gone. 'Cause I've saved everybody's archives for them, They're all online for everybody. Some of the pages aren't visible still, but they're still out there in the feed. In case someone linked to them or whatever from a different location. But I'm going to have to go through all the old shows, the ones that are all gone. And those got to go. I got to get rid of all those files. Not going to delete them. I got a 3 terabyte drive here that I can download stuff to for permanent archiving, but they got to come offline. And there were a few. There were like 3 pages of shows that we have had over the last 2.5 years. So there's quite a few. But if that doesn't bring me down to a point, so they're not even going to let us renew, by the way, the domain, which expires here in 2 weeks. I need to do something else. I can renew my domain, but not my hosting. I'm going to have to move it. If me getting rid of all those files appeases them, then we're good. If it doesn't appease the ISP gods, which how interesting. You sell me an unlimited plan with unlimited file storage and unlimited downloads and access bandwidth. And as this Yes, someone in chat. Yes, there were lots of good older shows. There's a couple great ones that might actually be worth some archiving somewhere. What was I going to say? I don't remember. If this doesn't appease the ISP guys. Oh, like I said, you sell me unlimited hosting and unlimited storage and bandwidth, and I've been paying for it all this time. And then you turn the greater good around on me. Well, you may, because you have traffic to your website, like God forbid I have fucking traffic to my website, because people are opening files from your website, you may at some point in the future negatively affect everyone else on this server. And because of that, we have to kick you off the island. I mean, why are you selling fucking unlimited service then? And it's not only unlimited downloads and unlimited bandwidth and unlimited file storage, but I also can put an unlimited number of domains on that one database. So I could be running 100 fucking websites. And I actually have some plans. I mean, we are hosting a whole bunch of websites because I got a bunch of websites, Fukushima Facts, the Daily Dose. Pigmine got his own, but we got all kinds, my off-grid journey. There's a bunch of stuff that we have hosted here and there. And that's all, I mean, that was like cost consolidation. So I didn't have to pay $60 for every fucking website every year. So they're all down to one. Well, apparently, unlimited doesn't mean unlimited. And when someone starts using your website, then you get kicked off the island and told it's for the greater good. Yeah, it's an absolute BS excuse. All right, here, Wendy had to reboot. Let me see if I can add her back to this call. So I'm very upset. I mean, this is going to add like another $360 to now money that has to pour out of my wrists every time they want it. Let's see if we can get her to is she there?
Hello.
Good
Oh
morning.
my God. My computer took a crap right as the music was playing.
Yeah, that's been known to happen. That's been known to
Jeez,
happen. That
how
hasn't
are
happened to
you?
me in a few days. Good. Happy to have you back. I bet you were having nightmares as that music was playing. You started getting sweaty palms going, no, don't make me do it again.
No.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, it's funny. No, everything's cool. The doggy business is starting to pop. My sister wanted me to work actually yesterday to wash a Great Pyrenees, and I couldn't do it because I'm still working at my other job that I put my 2 weeks
Oh no. Are you
down
there?
everything else out too, so I could work for her. But the Yeah, I'm still here. You there?
Yeah, sorry, you dropped
Can
off
you
for a
hear
little
me?
second. Yep.
Oh, I know. I can barely hear what you were saying. I don't know what it is. Maybe I should get out of the chat room, and just like not have anything on except for Skype.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think things are coming under attack. I don't know if anyone's noticed over the last 2 or 3 days, but there's been weird keyboard stuff going on. And I'm not the only one that's noticed this. Like a couple people have mentioned it in chat. And then my
Yes.
friend that I do lots of digging and research with, he was like, "What the fuck is going on with the keyboards? I mean, every like 10 letters I type, it jumps to another window." Or I think there's
Yeah.
definitely something weird going on. Whether we've been infected by something, which I did. I had a weird dream right before I woke up this morning that my friend sent me a chat and it said, "Look at this." And it was table dancers or something. I don't know why. Look at the table dancers. And I didn't even click on the link. I like rolled over it. And this is in my dream, mind you. And all of a sudden, like 1,000 of them started to post to the chat. And I was like, "Oh no, we got infected." And then my alarm went off. Table dancers, because that's how they
Well,
catch
it's
ya.
weird because when I was in the chat room like last week, I would type something in there and
Oh no. Wendy, come back. Oh, I hope this isn't going to be like the way this whole show is going to go. Technology FUBAR Day. By the way, today is the 4th anniversary for Fukushima. In case anyone forgot, oops, we lost Wendy again. It's trying to get her call back. I was trying to do some programming in the 3 minutes before the show started. So I changed things up a little bit. I'm not going to have Behind the Woodshed play next again. If I can get another minute and a half to unclick Hal, maybe if we play a clip or something, I can do that. I am going to run. I don't even know who that girl was that sat in for Kevin. Kevin's at a march, so I don't think he's going to be able to be live today. They're all over the place in California. But I'm going to re-air the show that she was on. She did great. No one told me her name, though, so I can't give her a shout out. But what I think. She talked about there's all kinds of events going on today, so I thought that was a good show. But then Libby actually did an anniversary special and she got it to me last night at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So I queued that up to play after. That is the Fukushima 4 year anniversary special that she did. Libby's show is great. So I'm gonna air that today and then we'll be airing that for the rest of the week in her slot. So anyway, yeah, Malware Bites Top Knot. Good morning. Morning everyone in chat. That's a good one. AVG is free. That's a decent one too. And there's a couple other ones. The spyware search and destroy was one that I used to use, but there's definitely something weird going on, and it's not just in Chitango. I've been noticing it on Facebook. I've been noticing it just on the web in general, like these web requests file, page not found. I mean, are you kidding? Page not found. I was just there 275 times in the last week, and now you can't get there, and it's not my internet access because things such as FedBook work absolutely fine. Like I'm attached directly to their network, but then when I try to go outside, there are days where I can't get to anything. So anyway, the back to that hosting thing, we'll see if Wendy has to reboot again. Back to that hosting thing, I just call that some pretty underhanded practices. I mean, if that's a business practice to offer you unlimited hosting and unlimited storage until you get to a certain point and where it's going to be really expensive to have to move yourself now to either your own virtual or your own dedicated server. And it's going to take us down. I mean, oh my God, if you've ever moved a website, and it's not just a website, this is like it's a full-blown application. It's not just HTML pages. It's all database tied with, it's all running on a big database. So it's not just web pages. It's a big pain in the ass, and it's going to cost a lot more. I mean, we're looking at what, $7 a month now versus 30? That's a huge delta. That's a huge delta for no incoming. So I'm going to have to do something. I'm hoping that if I get rid of all those archives that are unused anymore, and like I said, there are quite a number of shows that have come and gone that had quite a few files out there that I can offload, and maybe if then I just sneak in and try and renew without saying anything, they'll just let it renew and be quiet about it. But we'll see. Anyway, so who knows? Who knows if that is just their policy that they pull on people after they suck you in, or if that has anything to do with this net neutrality FCC ruling to lock down on the sharing of information. By the way, I've been watching a lot of stuff in regards to, I'm looking at chat now, so I can't do that because it gets me distracted. I've been reading a lot of stuff in regards to the net neutrality from a lot of the tech publications. And I have to say, you know, in the very beginning, people were like pointing at me going, why are you standing up for the ISPs? But I'll tell you what, any of the tech publications that you read, and even like a Forbes from one of their opinion tech columns, they are all saying exactly what I did. I mean, this they're trying to spin it to you like it's for the good of the people. And those dastardly providers, you know, are taking advantage of you. Now, of course, I just told you a story where the provider was taking advantage of you. And like I said, you know, in the old days, it used to be that if your internet service provider wasn't offering the type of service that you wanted, you could say, screw you and go find another provider. But yes, what I forgot to mention is sometimes that's a really big pain in the ass as well. So, you know, you got to kind of weigh it out, which is more difficult, moving your website and getting a cheaper product with an unknown ISP, or keeping it where it is and getting kicked in the ass by them. But it's back to the net neutrality thing. From everything that I've been reading at the other tech publications, they all tend to agree with me that the ISP in this case is no longer the demon. The demon and is the FCC and all those rules and regulations. I mean, I did telecom for years. The company I worked for started out as a big fat old phone company and then spun into data. That's where I came in. That was my first job there, was to bring data to the company and teach people how to sell routers and stuff and find business, you know? But for years they did telephone. So I got to learn a lot about the FCC, a lot about the SS7 network, and just all the dumbass federal rules and regulations. And remember too, TV is under FCC. So like I said, even a wardrobe malfunction on television is going to get you a fine, or dropping an F-bomb on FM radio could very possibly get you a fine. Well, now that they've taken over the internet, think about how that's going to affect websites, internet radio. I mean, there definitely is a clampdown, and I would not put it past them if this new ploy, and it'll be interesting to see, because we probably have grand total about 10 different websites. It'll be interesting to see if I get emails for any of the other websites, and, you know, I don't know. It's just very frustrating. I think Lady Pitbull is back. Are you there? I see her.
Boy, I hope so.
Yay.
I hope so. The Skype keeps dropping.
Yeah, you go into the problem with the connection mode, and it tries to get you back, and then it dumps you.
Yeah. It's like, <"Arr!" laughs> Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
I really enjoyed your show yesterday. You ripped a new book. That was sweet. I was like hooting.
Well, I have more. I came up with digging into the Department of State yesterday. And we know there's been all kinds of shit going on for quite a number of years. I mean, we tied it back to Libya and Stevens. Oh my God, this clip that Pigmine posted last night, I got to play it for you. It's John Kerry, and it's before Hillary came out, and she was like stumbling over, well, I didn't know. I thought it would be a good idea just to use one device. What did I know at the time? Right. But just before that, John Kerry had come out. And remember, I said I made a Clinton's playlist, so it's real easy now to access them because I have it set so it auto grabs. So right every on. Time he posts anything, you know, he knows too. When I make a playlist, I'm like, I got a playlist on this topic. So he'll know to keyword it in the title so it'll mm-hmm. go into the new list. But yeah, so there's a nice list of all the Clinton clips over the last, Oh, I don't even know. I went through all the channels, so there's probably a couple of years worth there at least.
Sweet.
I think back to 2010 they may go back. So there may be 5 years of stuff, but I'm sure there's more. I didn't dig really deeply. I just did keyword searches. But anyway, so we should check this out because from what the judge said yesterday compared to what Carrie was saying, it really seems to me like nobody in the State Department is understanding what the laws are. Right? Which isn't surprising to me, but I believe that ignorance of the law is no excuse. Am I right there?
I think so. If I didn't know what the law was and I still broke it, that's not going to save me or you.
Absolutely. So here, let me. Oh, you know what? I got to get to the playlist because that one from Carrie was days ago.
Skull and Bones, Carrie.
Skull and Bones Carrie, Mr. Heinz Ketchup Carrie, yeah.
Yeah, of course he's going to say something completely different than the Judge Napolitano did.
I love the judge. You know, I so
Yeah.
wish he wasn't on Fox News.
I just wish he would run for president.
He'd do great. I think he would. I think he'd do great. All right.
Fantastic.
Let me just hit the playlist here.
Yeah, man, he's the judge is like constitutionally based. He knows what he's talking about. He knows the law. That is who we should have for president for sure. Because
Even
Obama is this weird self-proclaimed lawyer, and he ignores the law.
oh, exactly. You know, there's what I was gonna say. I mean, weird self-proclaimed lawyer that like gave up his license, didn't he? Didn't Barry and oh, what's her name? I can't remember his wife's name.
Oh,
Michelle.
Michelle.
Michelle, didn't they give up their licenses to practice law? Because I'm pretty sure they did. And there were some circumstances for Michelle that basically, and I don't remember exactly what they were, but look it up because I remember when he first got elected, there were some circumstances for Michelle that they basically told her, give it up or else.
Wow. Interesting.
All right, hold on. Here, Clinton's. Clinton's. There's 51. Uh-oh, machine, don't walk up on me. See, that's the other issue I've been having too. It's like sucked up memory issues. Oh, so then I went in and I started looking at stats, by the way, talking about the website. I was looking at stats for the last month, and there was a point, maybe it was in the 21st or the 23rd, we had a massive spike in
Whoa.
downloads. And of course, my husband's laughing, going, oh, that was the day the NSA scraped all the records.
Oh my
But it was
God.
after, I'm pretty certain it was after the FCC. I mean, this was like a week and a half ago, it shows. I mean, a huge spike, like 5 times our daily traffic in one day.
Wow. Oh, they're definitely scraping there for sure.
So, yeah, and then I get this stupid letter. So whether it was NSA or it was my service provider that did like a whole network scan, I don't know, but someone did something. How can you sell a service for unlimited? And I mean, literally, when I go into my admin panel, it says you're using 188. I think there's 188 gig out there right now. 188 gig out of, and it literally has an infinity button, an infinity icon. 188 gig out of infinity. So infinity to me does not have a cap.
Yeah, it's supposed to be limitless, isn't that what it means?
Unlimited, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But files sharing and file storage on a website apparently isn't within the terms and conditions.
What?
Yeah. I think it's actually an underhanded sales ploy. If I didn't know any better, let's say I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but if I didn't know any better and I have that red button beep 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 underhanded, if I didn't know any better, they dangle that carrot. Remember, there's always the dangling carrot. Be careful when you bite. They dangle that carrot to get us to come in because most places don't have unlimited. But this is a big, big provider. So I was like, well, screw it. They probably do great business. You know, slapping another hard drive in for $150 is no big deal. But they get you to come in and to get all your data up there and have gigs of shit. So then it's really hard to go to a different service provider. It's easy if you move to like a new server with them because they got techs that'll like physically move all your data. I mean, not like pull the hard drive out and move it, but they'll do the big copy, mass copy for you.
Sure.
You move to a new provider, you got to start from scratch and you don't have tech support really. You know, you need to get it all configured and then you need to get all that data from one service provider to another. That's a massive pain in the ass. You got to download it all first and then try and get it all back up,
Oh my
which
God,
means that you're
that's
down, you know?
so in a sense, that's what they're doing with Hillary's, all of Hillary's crap, because she has her own service provider, right? So they've got to like go and
Well, it's more
download it
than
somewhere
that. It's her own server. But
Yeah,
she's not
it's
giving them physical access to any
oh.
machine. And I saw some of her, a bunch of stuff actually. Pigmind did some clips from that press conference that she held. But at dinner last night, I had CNN on and fucking Wolf Blitzer. Oh my God. He makes my ears want to bleed. But he's sitting there talking to the spokesperson, that red-haired chick from the Secretary of State. You always see her coming out making excuses for Kerry all the time. I don't know what her name is. The one with the big glasses trying to look like she's a sexy lawyer type. Pay attention to me, not all the bullshit they're doing in the background. And so she's out there and Wolf is questioning her. And I have to say that Wolf actually was asking some pretty like poke it with a stick questions. I was like, oh, all right. Well, I might actually take my hands off my ears for 5 minutes to listen to this. I was like, poke her again. So, you know, and let me back off for 1 second. So I see the story yesterday that one of the alternative media did saying about how this whole email thing is such bullshit and it's a distraction. I mean, in the very beginning, I said that too. I really don't give a fuck about Hillary's email. I can't stand any of these people. But as the story spun, the implications of what they're talking about here are very massive. And yes, maybe a lot of people who haven't been paying attention for the last 4 or 5 years don't know anything about the connections to Libya or Muammar Gaddafi being taken down or the dinar. And the story that I saw tied all that in, but they forgot about a whole big part. Strauss-Kahn out of France, who's the IMF director head, who wanted to be all soft on Libya when Libya wanted to go to the dinar instead of the US petrodollar. And then he got tied up in that scandal in New York City with the maid, if you remember that. Said that he sexual attacked her or
Oh,
whatever.
that's right.
And then it ends up that she was some sort of paid lying chill anyway. But now I see that they got him. Like just recently, he was just back in the news again. They got him now for prostitution charges in France, saying he was running a mass prostitution ring. Did you
Oh,
see
like,
that?
no,
Oh, yeah,
that's
they
child
took him out.
prostitution, I'm
And
sure.
not only was he going soft on Gaddafi and saying, hey, international banking cartel, maybe we should go a little soft on them. I mean, he's got money, he's got a great country, his people are happy. Do we really need to blow them all up and fucking ruin everything just because he doesn't want to play ball? He's got oil. But one other thing, while that was all going on, Strauss-Kahn was running against Sarkozy for
Wormlips.
president. He was the opposing candidate in France while this is all going on. So, of course, a couple great sex scandals and then him getting stuck in prison, huh?
Didn't he also have ties to the IMF?
He was the head of the IMF.
Yeah, that's right.
He was the head of the IMF. And when
Right.
this sex scandal broke in New York at the hotel
Yeah.
with the cleaning lady, they stuck him in jail and then replaced him, bam, with that nasty bitch now. What's her name? She's another French lady, but wow, is she nasty. I don't remember her name right now. But the current head of the IMF, they just took him right off the world stage and said, shut the fuck up, you're gone. Bam, that's it.
Yep,
And
that's
then they rolled into Libya. You
right.
know, I have a friend too, and actually, I don't know, one of the guys was in chat here not too long ago, an old friend that I knew back from when I first started doing radio. His buddy works on airplanes up in Massachusetts at one of the private airports. And he was telling me back then, back in 2011, that Gaddafi came over here like once every couple weeks And he was looking for property in the United States. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't, but it
yeah,
does.
They were all friendly with him.
I'm
so
sure.
when they made it look like he was this tyrant and they were hunting him down in freaking sewer pipes and then slaughtering him, I mean, that to me, we helped him. I mean, we gave them all kinds of weapons and we trained them. Remember, they were another whole CIA program going
That's
on
right.
over there. Mm-hmm. And just like all the other ones, I mean, Saddam Hussein, he was CIA.
Same thing.
Osama bin Laden,
yep.
CIA asset.
That's
and
right.
I don't know if Clinton had anything to do with Saddam Hussein. Remember, that was Georgie Porgy Bush Sr. and then Bush Jr. And
oh,
somewhere
I'm sure
in
Hillary
between
had
there,
a finger or two in that
Billy.
pie.
Somewhere in there, I'm sure they
Yeah.
did. They all have had some sort of hand in all this. But I know with the bin Laden thing, she's come out and spoke publicly in a Senate hearing about it. About the Mujahideen and how we trained them all and gave them weapons. And it was very similar to what happened with ISIS, like eerily similar. And I remember, too, when the whole Benghazi thing was going on, there were lots of stories coming out about how this was phase two of the Iran-Contra scandal. If you remember that back from the 80s with Oliver North.
That's right.
And remember, too, when all that was going on, you had all kinds of people step down. Do you remember that? Like,
oh, yeah.
Petraeus and,
yeah.
You know, for, oh, I had a honey and kept classified information in my desk drawer. So he resigns and gets bitch slapped. I mean, to me, I'm telling you, there is something here. This Hillary Clinton, I heard someone say yesterday, I don't know what station I was listening to, but they're like, you know what, this Hillary Clinton thing, this is so stupid. It's all about emails and who really cares, but wow, does it give me pleasure? That's what I said yesterday. It's just like this evil pleasure. But, you know, I'm so torn over it because before I was awake, I actually supported Hillary. I thought she would be a good president. And I mean, she might be. I think if I put her, if I had a choice between a Bush and a Hillary Clinton?
Oh no.
Oh.
Either one of them, I'd have to try and like run for the Canadian border.
I don't think I could have, but I'm telling you, my dislike for Bush was grand.
Oh, me too.
Oh my God, was it bad?
Yes.
I mean, that man got me just everything that we saw happen. Between the Gulf, the first Gulf War, the second Gulf War, 9/11, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, the Pentagon, the missing money. I'm sorry. I do not think that there can be another Bush in the White House. There just can't.
Oh, no.
I don't think I mentally could deal with that. I really don't.
And, you know, the country can't. And the country can't handle another Clinton either. I mean, she's just, well, here, the thing is that when the people, I don't even know if she's, didn't they say that she turned over her emails and.
Well, you know what? That's what I want to play this clip from Carrie, because what's interesting is Gowdy, who's running the Senate subcommittee hearing, and I mentioned him yesterday, he's the same one that was running it for the Lois Lerner missing emails, if you remember, right? Mm-hmm. We watched a couple Gowdy clips back in those days. Gowdy said that he subpoenaed her emails in regards to the Stevens case in Libya, okay?
Right.
And when they went to the State Department said, whoops, we don't have them.
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
So that's how this came about then, where they started saying, well, where are they? And they're like, oh, well, Hillary has her own server, which happened to be the server that Bill Clinton used, which makes me wonder, was Bill Clinton the president of the United States with a private email server?
Oh, that question really needs to be asked.
Because I want to know. She said that I watched all the clips this morning, the new ones that came out. And she specifically said when Bill was in, we had Secret Service that were guarding the server and we know it was never compromised.
Ooh.
So when he was in the White House, was he using private email?
Oh, my God. And not only that, she went to the Bilderberg meeting. So how many emails and stuff was she communicating with those bastards? You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what. So Now, so they're subpoenaing, and it comes out, well, there were like 50,000 emails now that she gave them to go through, but there were 30,000 or so that she deleted because they were personal, she said. Now,
Oh,
first of all,
sure.
I'm glad that our Secretary of State had enough time to write 30,000 personal emails, number one.
Right.
But number
Hello.
two, then there was a couple stories that came out yesterday about how a bunch of those were between her and Bill. And Bill had come out like an hour before her press conference, and they were questioning him, and he says he's only ever written two emails in his entire life. And I don't remember what they were, but they were both, I didn't post that story either, but they were both some sort of like high profile email, where he's giving condolences to someone. But he
Sure.
literally said he only ever wrote two emails. So now the question is, I saw that last night. They're like, well, who's telling the truth? So Hillary, and I mean, who could imagine Bill and Hillary sending like love emails back and forth? Because I don't.
They don't. I can almost guarantee
Hey,
that some.
lazy sack of shit. How many underage schoolgirls were you chasing today in Amsterdam? I mean, I could just see it. I could just see it. But
That's funny.
I was just playing.
But it's still
But
funny.
so here now, so we see all this and these other clips, and then John Kerry the day before comes out and he says that last year or the year before, so it had nothing to do with a subcommittee, had nothing to do with missing emails. Last year or the year before, they sent an email to all the former secretaries of states asking them to forward any of their emails for archiving for public record that had the .gov extension on them. All the secretaries of states haven't been putting their emails on the Secretary of State server?
Oh my
Or
God.
messages. So then I did a whole bunch of digging last night. So there's a shit ton of stories that we're probably not even going to get to, but maybe I can continue on this tomorrow. There was one about Henry Kissinger.
Oh boy.
The US State Department is now being sued over Henry Kissinger's phone records. Apparently, there's a shit ton of phone records from the 70s that were never made public, and so they filed a FOIA.
Wow.
700 transcripts of former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger's phone conversations from the 1970s. The suit stems from an outstanding Freedom of Information request that was filed in 2001, and they're still waiting for them.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to be waiting a long time because I'm sure that those phone records will prove that he is a sadistic, evil criminal.
Well,
And
if
he
there's a little
shits.
blurb. There's a little blurb in a
Wow.
picture showing him sitting next to Ford, which who that he was the president at the time, and as well as Nixon. But this picture is for Ford, and underneath it shows Ford and Kissinger sitting next to each other in the White House, and it says Kissinger planned to quote smash and humiliate unquote Fidel Castro. So, with them trying to now quote unquote normalize relations with Cuba, which I think there's something oddbally up with that too. There's the fact that Guantanamo is sitting in Cuba and all this shit is blown up about the secret prisons and whatever, which how interesting that after that all blew up, everyone just said, oh, well, torture's okay. Did you notice that?
Absolutely.
I mean, none of these people are being held for crimes against humanity
Yeah,
or.
hello.
I don't even get how none of this, it's all being like just thrown under the rug, or people have too short of an attention span.
The memory hole.
Like Fukushima's over, because that was 4 years ago.
Today,
You know?
right? Is
Yeah,
it 4 years ago?
today.
Today is the
Yep.
anniversary.
Anyway, so before we get too off topic here, let me get to these clips. I got to
Sure.
connect myself. And today I know my name.
That's
Oh,
good.
by the way, one correction. I think you corrected me yesterday. So I had said someone in chat had mentioned about the Bush, one of the Bushes, and we had postulated that it might have been Jeb, was the head of security at the World Trade Center at 9/11. And I thought it was you that corrected me. No, it was not Jeb.
Yeah, it was Marvin Bush. Marvin
Marvin.
P. Bush, which is the youngest brother, apparently, of the Bushes.
See, I
So,
didn't know that.
Yeah.
Marvin doesn't show up too often.
No, Marvin stays in the shadows quite conveniently.
All right. I think I'm connected.
Must have
And
done too many drugs.
yeah, like, remember Billy Beer? Billy
Yes. Yeah,
Carter?
but the car. Yeah. Jeez. That's
It's
crazy.
always great to have a drunk brother that shows up on the public stage when you're president.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. So I don't know. I watch these all in sequence, so I'm not really. I'm looking at it, must be this one. All right. Yeah, let me try this one. So this is a 1 minute clip of Hitlery. I want to find the one where she says about Bill. I think this is it. Hold on. Because they better get their story straight. Here it comes. Maybe.
When
Everything
I got
is.
to work as Secretary of State, I opted for convenience to use my personal email account, which was allowed by the State Department, because I thought it would be easier to carry just one device for my work and for my personal emails instead of two. Looking back, it would have been better if I'd simply used a second email account and carried a second phone, but at the time, this didn't seem like an issue. The system we used was set up for President Clinton's office, and it had numerous safeguards. It was on property guarded by the Secret Service, and there were no security breaches.
Maybe she's talking about his office for his philanthropy. You know what I mean? Because I think presidents, even when you're a former president, you still get Secret Service detail. I mean, they don't
Yes.
just like cut you loose and say, good luck, buddy.
Right.
But yeah, it'd still be interesting to know where that server was. And I had heard a couple clips yesterday, the day before, that said that there was a server at their Chappaqua house in New York. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Or whatever, Chappa, whatever.
Chappaquiddick or something like
No, it
that.
wasn't Chappaquiddick.
Chappaqua, something. I don't
Chappaqua, I thought it was. All right,
know.
here.
Because they were personal and private about matters that I believed were within the scope of my personal privacy, and that particularly of other people. They had nothing to do with work, but I didn't see any reason to keep them.
And it makes you wonder if, like, mass money transfer emails were considered personal. You know what I mean? Or, like, the sale of huge amounts of arms to fucking Libya.
Or, yeah, through Benghazi.
Right. So
Hello?
I was like, wait a second. So we didn't consider. So she deleted like 30,000 fucking private emails.
My God.
And she's not giving them access to the server. So, like all the digital forensics I was talking about yesterday, well, forget those.
Yeah.
I
And
mean, this
oh,
is.
darn, I should have had two devices. Darn it. Like she dismisses it so off the cuff.
Well, I remember when Obama became president and they were talking about how he needs to have a BlackBerry that was all secure with SSL and whatever, and that he shouldn't be communicating on an unsecure line. Well, shouldn't that be for every federal, high-level federal official? Shouldn't
Yes.
there be like this closed network? They're so worried about hacking and hackers and,
I
you know, attacks, but we're using fucking, I was going to say Gmail accounts. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but I mean, it might as well have been.
Might as well have been. Seriously, yeah.
Wouldn't you have hired like an iron lung? I think they're called iron something. I mean, there's one of these like high security companies out there, you know, for data storage and whatever. The federal government should have had a contract with an agency like that where everything
They
was double
do.
and triple encrypted. There shouldn't have been any bullshit like this.
It's called the NSA.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right, so you hear her like blah 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 blah. So now let's hear Carrie. This is actually from the day before. So remember now, Gowdy has subpoenaed her email. So that's how this all started. And she's like, well, yeah, I have them, but I deleted 30,000, but I got 50,000. So we're going to give them all to you to go through now, and you can have all my stuff. And please release them to the public because I've done nothing wrong. Well, like I said, according to the judge, Bill Clinton passed the law that required them to be using this secure service. You know what I mean? That they weren't allowed to use a personal email. I don't remember what that law was called. The judge mentioned it yesterday. But get this. So Carrie comes out the day before, though, and says something completely different. So here, we're going to see if we can get Carrie to play. Oh, plug your ears. He doesn't even mention the investigation, by the way.
Of course he doesn't.
Good morning, everybody. I'm TJ Holmes.
And I'm Rita Nyan with the top stories on this Thursday, March 5th. We begin.
This isn't the one. It jumped to video. Oh, don't tell me they're not going to let us play this one.
Uh-oh.
It's just spinning, and then it jumped to the next one in the playlist.
Weird. They're messing around big time.
I did literally... Nope. It's not going to let me do it. Now it's bouncing me around on screen. So now somehow it went from me actually being in the playlist. It just put me into the admin of the YouTube account.
What's bizarre?
I'm telling you, there's definitely some weird stuff going on, like way buggy crap. The whole playlist just closed.
Oh my God.
All right, hold on.
And you didn't close it, did you?
I didn't. No, I was trying to get the video to play. I'm going to scroll back down. And let me hit the playlist. Yeah, I hate technical issues, guys. That's why I don't do that for a living anymore.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating. All right, State Department. So here's the one. Let me see if I can grab just that shortcut. And we're going to try and play it in this other browser. Maybe it'll work this time. John Kerry.
To Secretary Clinton's emails, the State Department has had access to a wide array of Secretary Clinton's records, including emails between her and department officials with the state.gov accounts, as well as cables, as they do for every Secretary of State. And last year, the department sent a letter to representatives of the former Secretaries of State requesting that they submit any records in their possession for proper preservation.
Last year, they sent messages to former Secretary of State's contacts saying that, you know, if you want records preserved, send them to us. But what's even more disturbing is that Kerry is giving this press conference in front of an American flag, but set against the background of two swords crisscrossed with a palm tree in the middle, and it says that he's in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, the American flag's in the middle, and the Saudi Arabian symbols are on either side of him.
Yikes. Oh, my God. This is what they're doing. I mean, they're taking out the entire world right now, people.
They absolutely are. Why would you give a press conference in front of a background with an American flag sitting between two Saudi Arabian symbols?
Yikes. Oh, my God. Can you find a white wall somewhere?
Right, in the hallway.
Right.
In a room with a door.
Or go outside and have a tree as your background, right, for God's sakes. You know what
Jeez.
I mean?
All right, here, let's play the rest.
In response, Secretary Clinton provided the department with the emails that span her time at the State Department. So we are now in the process of appropriately reviewing those for public release, as we do for any document for public release. And we will undertake this task as rapidly as possible in order to make sure that, we're dealing with the sheer volume of this in a responsible way. And we'll conclude it as soon as we can and get those released publicly. I have to check on that. I believe we have all the ones that are state.gov, which are appropriately the ones in the purview of the department. But let me check on that when I actually have time to pay attention to such an important issue when I get home.
Let me check on that when I get home.
When I get home. And, like, here's the thing. He's talking about, like, Clinton gave all 50,000 records last year when they were requested for public archiving from all the previous secretaries of states, but he didn't mention that there's this whole investigation going on over Libya and Benghazi, and there has been for a while, and they couldn't get their hands on the emails because the server wasn't at the State Department and they didn't have access to all her emails. And if it's a criminal investigation, then she shouldn't have any ability to say, to make the she made the determination as to what was worthy for the investigation versus not. And those were the questions yesterday when I was watching Wolf poke holes in the State Department spokesperson that he was asking. Like, right. So Hillary Clinton is making the decision as to what you should see and what you shouldn't and what's pertinent to the investigation and what isn't? I mean, what kind of fucking law is that?
Well, it's kind of like...
It's kind of like justice.
When the they lost the hard drives for the IRS. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that.
Whoops.
Jeez, man. It's just, it's insane. These people are criminals, and they're not going to be held accountable for any of it. And I read a little blurb somewhere. I should probably run in and find it, but that through those emails, Hillary toppled a president in some African country somewhere through the emails, that she toppled an actual president there. So I don't know. I'm sure those are going to be deleted too.
I didn't see that.
As to her, for her discretion.
I can't even get over, like, I mean, just from a security perspective, this is absolutely unacceptable. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And the fact that they make such a big deal about hackers and how we're so insecure, et cetera, and we got to lock everything down, and yet she's allowed to get a free pass in the matter.
Oh my God! What did you say yesterday? 3 years per every,
message.
For every message.
Yeah, 3 years a message. Felony is what the judge said.
Right on. 50,000
emails. Yeah.
Hopefully that's the way it goes.
Yeah, I highly doubt it. Right. I saw something too. Anti-Media had a story yesterday about. And we could go there quick. 47 congressmen, something about approving. Hold on. There's this big push now. They're trying to get all these guys arrested. But I doubt any of this is going to happen, though. I mean, it does give us some real pleasure. Oh, the Nick story, forget Hillary's emails. Here's the real scandal that no one's talking about. Well, that scandal is the whole Gaddafi thing and taking down Libya. I mean, we talked about that ad nauseum when it first happened, and all the connections are there. I mean, it's not like it was even hidden. We watched all that happen in real time. And one of the things that everyone keeps forgetting about is her having amnesia then. Remember, I mentioned that yesterday.
Yes.
After she tripped and bumped her head. Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if we can find that.
What a joke.
Hillary's concussion gave her amnesia. That was in 2012.
Apparently, she still suffers from it.
Yeah. And that was for the trial, by the way. That was for the hearing.
Yeah, that was when she was going to get put on the stand.
And she just had this unfortunate head bump that she couldn't fucking remember anything. And now all of her emails are questionable. I mean, come on.
She's going to bump her head again. Just watch.
Yeah, I think
they're going to make her testify.
They better make her testify.
They're going to make her testify again. Gowdy. Here's something that came out in January. Gowdy accuses State Department and CIA of not cooperating with the Benghazi investigation.
Ooh.
more acrimony between the Democrats and Republicans during yesterday's third public hearing of the House Select Committee on Benghazi that had been seen at any point since the committee was established last summer. Earlier hearings had been on topics suggested by Democrats on the committee that were relatively uncontroversial, but the focus of yesterday, and this was January 28th, the focus of yesterday's hearing was the Obama administration's reluctance to produce documents and witnesses to congressional investigators as the committee zeroed in on the Obama administration's effort to minimize the political fallout from the loss of American lives in Benghazi on, no way, it was September 11th, 2012. It was a September 11th. The hearing quickly turned contentious. Chairman Trey Gowdy called the hearing with the State Department representatives led by Joel Rubin and CIA Legislative Affairs representatives Neil Higgins to discuss the state of compliance with the request for documents and access to witness testimony. In his opening statement, Gowdy said both agencies had been slow to respond or had redacted large amounts of information necessary to the investigation. Charges leveled by the previous investigative committees as well. Although new documents have been produced, Gowdy said the committee staffers were initially denied access to so much information that they could not compile a complete hearing. So, I mean, what kills me is that so we hear this, and this has been going on now in three hearings. There's going to be another one. They've been trying to get information. No one would give it. And then it ends up that Hillary's got her own email server to boot.
Well, I bet you if they looked in all that stuff she just deleted, they'd find a buttload of stuff.
They probably would. If they got their hands on that hard drive, I'm sure they would.
Yeah. Well, they'll just do like Lois Lerner did. Oh, my dog ate my hard drive.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. Exactly.
Jeez. All right, let's listen to a little bit more of this. I don't know, where did I leave off? What did it say? They could not compile a complete hearing. At this, Democratic committee members jumped on the Obama administration's defense and claimed... Oh, no! I just looked out at the time, and that was it! Damn it! Well, you know what? I got a bunch more for tomorrow. And thank you so much for being on, Lady Pitbull. You're welcome. Anytime you feel like it, please just let me know.
I will.
All right, guys, we are running Fukushima Wednesday today to commemorate the four-year anniversary of still burning, still melting down three corium cores. Make sure you stick around. It's Wednesday night tonight. Lots of good radio. Take care.